The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
A lot of times we could tell what is chewing on our plants and what pests we have to deal with, but there are some situations with sap-sucking insects, such as mealybugs, that aren't as obvious and they're harder to pinpoint. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and today I want to talk about how to identify mealybugs, what they do to your plants, and how to get rid of them. Now, mealybugs often look just like a cottony group of fuzz in a hidden part of a tree or plant. They're not very obvious. Many times they're mistaken for woolly aphids and other types of scale insects, particularly since the weak-looking and the possibly dying plant is the same result with any of them. They're very tiny, reaching only an eighth of an inch at the most, and are covered with a waxy coating, yet in masses they do a lot of damage. They're typically a couple of life cycles, with the female laying over 200 eggs each time. They develop fairly quickly, allowing the next generation to continue damaging the plant without having to move at all. Healthy plants can withstand attack without many issues, but when the numbers become too great, mealybugs suck the life out of the plant. Thankfully, they're fairly simple to eliminate on an individual basis, although with large infestations, you will have to be vigilant to ensure their complete elimination and will have to be very vigilant on future problems. One characteristic that really surprised me about mealybugs is how the ants actually move them around. They handle them like they do aphids because mealybugs also produce honeydew, which of course the ants love, but I had no idea they'll move them from one plant to another. This means you really need to take care of your ant population too. You have to stay on top of that. The good news is mealybugs are prime cuisine for beneficial insects like lacewings, ladybugs, and parasitic wasps. So you want to be careful not to be too heavy-handed with the insecticides that kill the good guys as well as the bad. These beneficials can really help you keep your numbers in check. If your plants are being significantly affected, though, and you need to take care of the problem immediately, first try blasting them off with water and squishing them with your fingers. Like aphids, they're pretty wimpy, but you'll have to go over the plant quite thoroughly to make sure you got them all, or you can quickly be back to square one. The next step in your anti-mealybug arsenal is to use a 70% isopropyl alcohol that is common in many households. So it's typically the stuff we have in our medicine cabinet. If you put a little on a cotton swab and dab the mealybugs, you know, trying not to get so much on the plant, just touching them and that little fuzzy, cottony stuff, they won't last long. It dries them out so quickly. You probably will have to keep applying it, though, because since they hide where they're tough to see, you can bet there's more that you can't even find yet. If there are just too many for you to be able to do this or to be able to wash them off, grab insecticidal soap, the same kind you would use on perennials, or you can use a horticultural oil that you would use on a tree and put that in a big sprayer and douse it as much as you can and in every little crack and crevice that you can find. Mealybug infestations during some years are one thing, but when, you know, they're not that terrible. But when you're prone to issues with them over and over again, you really need to be proactive to prevent the outbreaks in the first place. One thing you can do is to keep any new plants you buy separate from your landscape for a couple of weeks to make sure there are no eggs that will soon hatch into these nasty little sap-sucking nymphs. It's inconvenient, but so is dealing with this constant problem. So it's hard to do to be able to buy a plant and not put it in the ground immediately, but that is one way to prevent them from getting into your garden if you tend to have problems with them. Mealybugs can be maddening if there are a lot of them. They're like fuzzy lava that doesn't stop, but if you keep after them, ferreting them out where they live, you can stay one step ahead of these fuzzy little sap suckers. If you are looking for more information on how to deal with mealybugs or aphids or any of the other pests that are plaguing your garden, to come by and take a look at us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.